Slim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Want fire and aid, ask some friends and go rock. the National Guard. Now could be your only chance to torch a police car. Climb the roof, kick the siren in, jump and yap for joy. Quickly dive back in the crowd, slip away now, don't get caught. Spring up from nowhere. Cops in helmets line the lines. Shotguns prod into your bellies. That trigger fingers, what an excuse. Now! The raging mob has lost its nerve. There's more of us, but who goes first? No one dares to cross the line. The cops know that they've won. Please come out on the deck, please! Blast. Tomorrow you're homeless. Tonight it's a 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 blast.
A lot of hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, and we also can be heard at 88.5 FM in cable, channel 717 on TELUS digital cable, and we're always streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. As always, the request line is always open, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And my name is Aaron, and as always, I'm up here till 1 o'clock and play two songs pertaining to the big shenanigan that went on downtown last week here in Vancouver, British Columbia, with businesses big and small getting trashed and millions of dollars worth of damage being done. We played The Actives out of Scotland with a track called Riots, and then we heard an awesome song by the Dead Kennedys, one of my favorites from the Plastic Surgery Disasters release. We heard another track called Riots, and it's pretty rare that, well, you know, I can admit when I'm wrong predicting something or going back on my statements and saying that saying that I was wrong, so I'm gonna correct myself on a few things. During the Olympics not last February, but the February before, in my show, I complained that there was too many cops downtown. I said, you know, what's with all these cops? We don't need this many. But obviously, there wasn't enough last week to handle the looting and everything that had gone on. And I'd also said last weekend on the show that there wouldn't be another riot of 1994, or I didn't think there would be. I didn't think there would be another riot like the Stanley Cup riot that happened here a good 17 years ago. But let me also say that the riot in 1994 took a while before it to escalate. People didn't plan on creating a riot and wreaking havoc like they did last Wednesday. Because, you know, last Wednesday, it was definitely premeditated. Things got going before the game even ended, with garbage cans being set on fire and cars being torched. And if you don't think it was premeditated, well, what do you think? That people just carry around gasoline and Molotov cocktails? Probably not. The damage on Wednesday far exceeded that of 17 years ago. And yeah, I mean, the culprits, the instigators, I'm not sure who exactly they were, but I think a lot of the people that partook in it are much in that suburban jock mentality that comes downtown every weekend and causes chaos in Granville Street and runs amok. And yes, the looters were dumb enough to incriminate themselves on Facebook pages and show their face in public. And, I saw some looters on TV, and all I gotta say is, what a bunch of stupidity, and, I don't know, smarten up, people. You know, like, people give you a place to go party downtown, and what do? You go and wreck it for everybody, and, you make our city look bad, even though some of you probably don't even live here. A lot of you probably don't. And, yeah, like I said, there was a lot of people without masks being caught on cameras, looting and smashing windows and such. And that brings me to another group I want to talk about. I'm talking about these people that call themselves anarchists, that wear black masks, and they try to achieve their means, whatever that is, by vandalism and intimidating people. And, you know, anarchy doesn't work, I'm sorry to say. It's the reason why we need cops and jails and the justice system, as long as we've got these morons in abundance. And just because you and your group of 40 friends want anarchy, well, nobody else does. Otherwise, it would have happened a long time ago. And you all need to grow up. And I don't know, maybe you had everything your own way when you were a kid, so you think that you deserve it now. But it doesn't work that way. You're a bunch of losers. Take your black masks and black banners and shove them where the sun doesn't shine. And this is a song for you guys. Why don't you try living in the real world? This is a song by Husker Du. It's called Real World. Here we go.
Little things like that, the real world about. You wanna come, follow me. Buongiorno, accomodatevi che serviamo subito.
Every Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. Sample the various flavors of Italian folk music, from the north to the south, traditional to modern, on this bilingual Italian and English show. Un programma bilingue che esplora il mondo della musica etnica italiana. Given the Boot.
And the band is Vacant States. They'll be playing tonight, and that's from there. I'll get to that in a second. But at the start of the set, we heard from Husker Du from the Metal Circus release, Real World. And then we followed with Government Issue from the Legalist Bull 7-inch with a track called Anarchy is Dead. And then we ended that three-song set off with Vacant State from the State of Confusion 7-inch. They're on Deranged Records now, but this was their first EP, and they put it out themselves. We heard a track called Give Up, and Vacant State playing tonight in Vancouver, BC, at a venue, and you're going to have to ask around to find out where it is, because I'm not at liberty to tell you. It's no big deal, but just ask around. I'm sure you'll find it. But they're playing with a few bands that are local. They're playing with the Spectres. and they are playing with Unlearn, and they're playing with No Static, who we're going to hear, and they're also playing with Martedod from Sweden, who we're going to hear right now.
Yeah. How much do you know about bikes?
Everything?
Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation. And at the start of the set, we heard from Marta Dodd out of Sweden. From their In Extremist release, going back a few years on Havoc Records, we heard the title track, In Extremist. And after that, we heard from No Static from the We All Die in the End, brand new 12-inch release on Prank Records. We heard a track called The Corpse. And we ended that set off with the Spectres from the Last Days release on A Whisper in Darkness Records. And those three bands, along with Vacant States and Unlearn, will be playing tonight. And at a brand new all-ages venue, so you might want to go down and check it out if you know what's good for you. Starts early. It's got to be over by midnight, so I think it starts at 8:30 to accommodate all five bands. So we're about in the halfway mark in the show, a little bit past halfway, and this is Infect Propaganda. Yes, that is the Power Chord Show, which will be up in about another 16 minutes, at least according to the clock up here. Yeah, according to my watch, too. I guess they set the thing properly. In the last set, we ended things off with Ratos de Porro from Brazil, and this is from an early recording of theirs, a live recording. And it's a split LP of two live recordings, which was recorded in March 17th of 1985, and we heard a track called Anus 80, Anxiety in the Sub. Before that, from the Pathetic 12-inch release, we heard a track called Neutral Scum, and don't know too much about this act, although it is on, they are from Massachusetts on the Social Napalm record label, and this one came out a few years back. And Gas Mask Terror from France in the set before that from the Black Sun Fake Gold release. And we heard a track called Power Lempel. Countdown Tarmageddon in the set before with the from the Eater of Words release. We heard a track called Brenda Eck. And this one is a brand new one from Countdown Tarmageddon out of Seattle, Washington. And it's on their record label, Aborted Society. And we started things all off with Infect Propaganda, 0 Hour from the And Now You Die release on Crusty Ass Records. And yes, if you haven't seen Infect Propaganda, do yourself a favor. They're awesome. And they will be playing July 1st. Don't know about the venue, but they are playing here July 1st with Napalm Raid. And they're playing July 4th in Squamish with Napalm Raid as well. And then Napalm Raid from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And then also, they'll be playing again on Sunday, October 21st, with Contagium from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and Unlearned. So that'll be a good one as well. So yeah, stay tuned for those events. And yes, right now, exactly approaching the 15 mark on the show. I'm going to get a few more in before I go. This is UK Subs, their latest. Here we go.
Comes from outer space, you just can't ignore her. Said that she has done it all. New York is such a bore. No cities anymore. No place left to go. Jungles out on Mars. Her head is always in the stars. Haunting all the New York bars. Her life is a go-go. Climbs into her spaceship. Trying to find a place that's it. Hollywood, Sunset Strip. East Coast is a no. We'll be right back.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Before I talk about that last set of tunes, I just was going to say, if you want to take a little bit of a drive on Saturday, July the 2nd, you might want to go see Fastcore Fest in Squamish, and bring $10 for the bands, and the location is to be announced. We've got Ord Strato from San Francisco, California, Stress Relief from Redding, California, The Negative Standards from California, The Stairs from California, Rape Revenge from Calgary, Alberta, Six Brew Bantha from Victoria, Osk from Vancouver, Bridge Burner from Kamloops, Scuff from Kamloops, Obacha from Squamish, Bracky Jen from Squamish, Shooting Street from Squamish, and like I said, the location is to be announced, and another festival that is happening in Squamish, that one is a July 2nd. Another one you might want to check out is JHPR Fest, and that one is at July 29th, and yeah, the lineup is changing over and over again, but yeah, it'll be a good one, and it's somewhere in Squamish, BC, so ask around, and yeah, check it out. It's not too far away, Squamish, so there you go. In that last set, we heard three songs, and we started them off with UK Subs from the Work in Progress release. We had a track called Rock and Roll Whore. And then we followed with, before I tell you who we heard next, is like to say UK Subs, that's their latest release, Work in Progress on Captain Oi Records. And UK Subs, one of the longest running bands that have stayed consistently together since their first incarnation in the late 70s. And we followed with another long running act from Stoke-on-Trent, England, Broken Bones from the Fuck You and All You Stand For release. We heard a track called Enemy Within. And we heard Disorder, you know, last, ending things off with Out of Order from their Perdition 12-inch. It's reissued on Puke and Vomit Records. A classic, I guess, crust punk record going back to 1982, and I'm glad it's back in print. And Disorder from Bristol, England, which is right close to Bath, which is what we're going to hear a band from next. I'm talking about Amoebic's brand new track. It's called Knights of the Black Sun, and if it doesn't sound as good, it might grow on you because it grew on me. So yeah, stay tuned for Power Chord up next. Check out our playlist and podcast online, www.generationannihilation.com. And as I said, this is brand new from Amoebic's.
Broken and alone, searching for a father. Right, hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and
the Metal Pimp is back for now. Yes. Sorry I've been away for so long. I guess I'm not really doing my job as far as pimping metal.
No, you're not. You're definitely...
I'm failing big time. Sorry about that. But I'll try to do as much as I can in this next 2 hours that we have.
Yeah. Yeah, this could be a rare occurrence for you.
It is a rare occurrence.
You seem to have a busy life, that's for sure.
Man, it has been. It's good busy, though.
Well, that's good. Well, I guess everybody is talking about what happened over the last couple of days or whatever, and it's nice to see that at least a lot of the city didn't want to see that being our reputation, so a lot of good people went downtown, cleaned up and everything.
Oh, what
really
are you talking about? What
see.
Happened? Was there a strike or something?
Yeah, gee, I wonder.
It was really messy. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what it was either.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to those folks that actually were there to help clean up, man. I was really surprised.
Yeah, and all the postings and everything that went up downtown, really great to see, bring the city back, let people know that that's not what Vancouverites are all about.
Exactly.
So, good stuff.
And we still, in the sense that we have metalheads that care, right?
Yes.
Here in the station, right now.
That's right.
And the ones that are listening, kind of.
And, well, you've been away for a bit, I guess.
Been away for way too long, man.
Yeah. So.
And, but I've got some goodies to share with you folks today, hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know if you decided to do what you said you were going to do. And
what was that? I have
no idea. Get together some of the music that was from...
Yeah, that didn't quite happen.
Okay. Well, maybe in a future show then.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering from the Forbidden show. It was an awesome show last week. And finally got to see my new heroes, Havoc, who...